When Imam Hussein left Medina, he left Medina with the hopes of providing that light for those who were in complete darkness. You know, the man who was responsible for beheading Imam Hussein is a man who fought in Siffin with Amir al-Mu'mineen. I'm not saying he was Shia. I'm saying that's how dangerous sometimes this light and darkness phenomenon is. You can go from standing across from Muawiyah to beheading the Imam of your time for the sake of Muawiyah's son. That's how dangerous that darkness is. And Imam Hussein, time and time again, every stop he gave a khutbah, I don't want fame, I don't want fortune, I don't want government, I'm not after anything else. I'm after the islah of the ummah of my grandfather. Imam Hussein went to the grave of Rasulullah. And they say that the way that Imam Hussein was walking towards the grave of Rasulullah was the way that a man who's on a mission, a soldier in an army, walks towards his captain. But he kneels down, he sends his salams to his grandfather and says that, Nana, I'm leaving Medina. I'm leaving your city. I'm going to reform your nation. I ask you to give me support. I ask you to give me strength. I ask you to keep me in your du'as. But the next grave that he went to was the grave of his mother Fatima. And when Hussein went to the grave of his mother Fatima, the state that he went to his grave was not the same as the state of Rasulullah's grave. Have you ever seen a mother who's out of her home from morning to night, and for 8 to 9 to 10 hours, she's out of the home and her young children are waiting. Where is mama? Where is mama? Where is mama? And then they hear the ruffling of the keys and the locking of the door, and the door opens, and in enters the mother after 8 to 9 to 10 hours. The small 2-year-old goes what? Stumbling towards the mother, running towards the mother, tripping, getting up. He can't get there fast enough just to drop himself in the arms of his mother, just to say, Allah, I missed you. Where were you? Where have you been? I haven't seen you in so long. Imam Hussein went stumbling towards the grave of Fatima, got up and went, collapsed himself on the grave of his mother Fatima. Allah, I'm leaving Medina now. You're not with me. Baba Ali is not with me. Hassan is not with me. A part of me says that he must have said to his mom, Amma, just take me inside the grave with you. Hold me one last time. I'm going towards Medina. The only other time they describe in history where Imam Hussein had this stumbling walk was on the day of Ashura. Ali Akbar says that I mounted my horse. I began to enter the Maidan of Karbala. I could sense that somebody is behind me. I stopped my horse. I looked behind me. A 57-year-old father is stumbling behind the horse. Baba, you gave me ijazat. He sends his khulafis to his grandfather and to his mother. And then the qafila begins, of course, to get ready to leave. One by one, of course, the men come out. They mount the children, they get the luggage, they everything ready, and one by one the women come out. And then of course there's an announcement by Imam Hussein. For all the men who are here to either move back or lower your gaze, the daughter of Fatima is about to mount the horse. Zainab now begins to come towards her horse. For her istiqbal to welcome her, Ali Akbar is on one side, Ono Muhammad are on one side, Abul Fazl Abbas is on one side, and there right in front of, with his knee ready to mount her on the horse, is her own brother Hussein. And with dignity and pride and respect and fakhr, Bibi Zainab mounts the horse. And I'll say this to you, baby, this is the late Rajab, this is Medina. But there come a time where you have to mount a horse again. But back then, in those days, it's not the 28th of Rajab, it's the 11th of Muharram. That's not Medina, Bibi Zainab, that's Karbala. And there'll come a moment when you mount Umm Kulthum on the horse. And history says that Bibi Zainab, after mounting hundreds of kids onto the horse and women on the horse, she stands there alone. And yes, I haven't read in any books, but my heart tells me her heart went back to this moment in Medina.